That word letter that she sent out says, and I believe we're already in the second month of 2024. I think we were almost a quarter way done in 2024. Amen. The year started off great and with many blessings from God. I have continued to serve in the ministry here in Virginia, specifically in the church man in Fairwood. This is one of the other things called. So far this year, we have had visitors coming to church. We have had students saved and are focusing on discipleship and helping people grow in their faith. We continue to pray for this new church. We continue to grow. More people to be saved, more people to grow in their faith. Thank you to those who have prayed last month for our annual meeting. The Lord moved in a mighty way. Various young people were saved during the camp. First night of camp after the evening service, I was able to talk to one young lady that just started to come to church. As we talked, I was able to take her through the gospel. That's just been Jesus. We have since started meeting weekly for discipleship, and I love seeing how eager she is to learn more about the Bible. Please pray for her now as she continues to grow her faith. Also in January, we have a first ladies meeting of the new year in decorating notebooks to use for daily Bible reading, Bible study, sermon notes, or as a prayer journal. We had a great time of fellowship as we decorated the journal. Heard a lesson on the importance of staying in the Word and growing our relationship with God. If you remember, she was here at a conference a couple years ago. She's out of Bolivia. She's ministered to the ladies of Bolivia. She's working with others. Second thing I have for you is, it's a track. Now, how many of you have one of these? If you want one, please see myself for get some more. This is what's going on every quarter of the year. If this fellowship, we see your background on the guy who makes these at no cost. But it costs the other man. Okay? There's no cost to the church member who wants these. The only thing that is required is to keep this on the other time we go out. Right? This is a track quote. How many of you ever been to a soul clinic in the summertime and you just covered with sweat? And you pull one of these out, and it's like, good night, I'm not giving them that one. You know? This is what this is for. Okay? This helps protect the tracks. It's made of leather. Well, starting yesterday, one of the first ones for this year, first quarter, that we're doing a pushing of the track, giving out tracks across America. We're competition with other churches. Okay? It's a friendly competition. And what it is, focus how many you hand out to each person and a week. How many you leave on a week? Or how many you put in the link? You know those junk mail you get? Had this one envelope that no postage required necessary to go to the United States, just put one of these in there. And so you keep up with that, and at the end this goes through the biggest six paper. And then you finish, you tally it up. Give that to me, and then I'll forward what's Harvest Baptist Church. Not that. I'm going to say this also. It's not us doing it, God working through us. Okay? All right. But we want to come up with a name. I think you can name Pastor, and y'all see if you bring it up. Harvest Seed Tools. Is that a good name? For a church? Okay? So this is what we want to do. We really want to push this. Okay? We want to get you out to see people, all right? Hey, you just give them a track, say, sir, I don't know you, but I'm Dave Thomas, and I'm such a pastor of Harvest Baptist Church, and I just want to invite you to your family and church. If nothing else, because you know, you go to places where people are busy, okay? Even the cashier, she's ringing up, you just want to say, hey, look, I'm just going to be never know what difference will make in a person's life. Yeah. We never know what a day they're going through, what kind of day they're having, and just by giving them this, it changed their whole day. You know what people just want? Jesus created us to be loved, right? That's an emotion that he's instilled in us, is that we want to be loved. What a better way to show them the love. Amen. All right. So, if y'all would like one of these, get with me. I can get it up with the Annie's admission. They have taken this on and they have spread these all over the United States and globally. So, Romans 6:23, if you have your Bible. Romans 6:23. Hey, this is very familiar. And the past few weeks with preaching and teaching on the doctrine of sin, I didn't really plan this, but just because it seems to show you what Jesus does plan and have planned for the foundation of the world. He tied this all in. Notice I said he. He's the one who did it. He tied this all in so tonight we can speak on the cross. So that next week we can talk about the resurrection. Like I said, I didn't plan this. When I started this out, I didn't have this plan. It just goes to show you what Jesus. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Father in heaven. Lord, we serve a living Savior, a loving Savior, a longing Savior, one that died. All the sins that we commit, past, present, not my sins only, but the sins of the whole world. What a loving Father. For the love and mercy of the Lord. Lord, help us tonight. Anyone here that does not know your Savior. All those weeks of preaching comes to mind. The title of the sermon, Why the Sacrifice? Why the Sacrifice? All of us were born sinners. Says Adam, Romans 5:12, wherefore as by one man sinned, even to enter into the world, and death by sin, and so death has passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. We've sinned that we have seen that we sin against the thrice holy God. We sin against each other and against ourselves, amen? But the main one is we sin against God. No one is perfect except Jesus. There's not a just man upon the face of the earth that goes through. While the sinner is clothed in his sins, the saved have the righteousness of God that clothes us. Amen. I thank God for that. I thank God for that. Even though we're saved, we're not perfect. However, the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives completes us every time. Or if we just haven't done something. There's no such thing as a happy Christian who's living. Ever seen anyone who lived? It's impossible for a Christian to be happy to live. Romans 6, 1 and 2, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? What God forbid. How shall we then repent of sin live any longer? Any longer than we. And you got it. So how is sin dealt with? How can that distance, that gap between us and God, how can that be? So if our works are still through bags, that means God had to do something. We were dead in trespasses and sins. And look, I'm not talking about heaven. Look, people, we're going to post. We need to post. Three things I want us to seek tonight with God's sacrifice. To answer these questions, we must look at the destitute of man. Romans 5:12 says, wherefore is by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Sin entered into the world. Number 2, death by sin. We are separated from God. God is holy and cannot and will not look upon sin. Number 3 is death by sin. Death is passed upon all men. You and everybody else that's ever lived and ever will live. Death has passed upon all men, for all have sinned. Every man born on this earth is born into sin. All have sinned. What or who can reconcile us back to God? Man's teams are revealed when we talk to them time and time again. I'm a good person. I've been baptized. I worship God at home. I do what I want to, blah, blah, blah. Not saying on your way to hell. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, you are living in righteousness, so called righteousness, you're living in the wrong direction because it's not even righteousness that are lost. If you're depending on yourself and get to heaven, you're looking at the wrong person. Don't trust in yourself, trust in God Almighty. And number 2 is not what you. Man's works cannot get him into heaven. See, that Ephesians, by grace are you saved, and that from yourself is the gift of God, not of works. You count on yourself to get to heaven. If you count on your good deeds to get to heaven, friend, you're absolutely saved. A lot of sacrifice. Because there was a cost for the sacrifice, and that cost is sin. Hebrews 9:22. And almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without the shedding of blood, no. That word remission means forgiveness, pardon, that is given up the punishment due to a crime. Jesus at the Last Supper, and Pastor preached on this morning. Jesus at the Last Supper said in Matthew 26:28, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole? Nothing. February when we spoke on the doctrine of sin, that sin means to miss the mark. All of us have missed the mark. We've missed the bullseye of God's glory part. The Bible distinguishes between sin, that is the root of my problem caused by Adam, and sin is the fruit of my problem caused by myself. I am not a sinner because I sin because I am a sinner. Amen. All of us are sinners. Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and what? Come short of the glory of God. By the sacrifice. Foundation of the world. I said, Father, I am the solution to this problem. I will do it. I will share. There is a cost of sin, ladies and gentlemen. Look, it could be by judgment down here. Listen to it. By earth. What do you mean, Brother Dave, that we can see judgment down here? You go out there and kill somebody, you're going to face a judgment. Going for a judge. You go driving recklessly down the highway and take trip before you over the issue. And the judge goes, what about the thief? He goes out there and robs somebody, he gets caught, and he has to go face the trial. You know what? That's just and your sins from God. That's it. Perfect. Separation from God. That is the rule of sin. He says that we are the people that have never been. Judgment has been pronounced. Sin, the whole human race is plunged in sin, which causes physical death, whether by sickness or accident or by brutal death. It also causes spiritual death. Romans 6:23 and 5. Spiritual death is being separated. The Old Testament sin was dealt with by the shedding of blood. The burnt offering typifies Christ offering himself without spot to God, and delight to do his Father. Five creatures the bullock or ox typifies Christ as the patient and enduring servant, being in the dead. The sheep or lamb typifies Christ as an unresisting self-surrender to the dead. The goat typifies the sinner when you sacrificially Christ as numbered with the transgressors and make sin and occurs as a sinner's substitute. Turtle dove or pigeon, naturally a symbol of mourning, innocence associated with poverty, speaks of Christ for our sake. The came forward whose pathway of poverty, which began with laying aside the form of God, ended in the sacrifice. Second Corinthians chapter. Know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was weak, he threw his
That's a rich.
Well, what the state of man was when we did. What man needed. I just see your blood is going to do. One who has shed blood will cover all sins. John the Baptist said, John 1:29, series last year before. Behold the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world. Jesus repeated. Turn over to Corinthians chapter 2. Corinthians chapter 2, part of verse 6. Who being in the form, God, made himself of no reputation, was made in the likeness of men. Being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, became obedient to death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also had highly exalted him. Name which is above every name. That in the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess. Jesus Christ is Lord. Every knee. I don't care if you have a bad knee. You might have a knee replacement, but I'm going to take this. Every tongue. Even my little two-syllable. Hey, dear Brother Terry, this no more than two-syllable word tongue here that this southern boy has. What did he see in cross? Cross about the Father. Jesus had gave himself a ransom for all. They didn't take his life. He laid down his life. What a matter of love. That's the promise. That love, this love, all it costs for us. This cause was pleased. See this right here? It looks pretty smooth. that Jesus died on. It was meant for the most pain that he inflicted. They were couple things I want to see about the cross and what it was prophesying. Cross was prophesying. From the soldiers having Jesus leaving with them from the Garden of Gethsemane through his resurrection, Jesus fulfilled 15 prophecies. Isaiah chapter 53 is a great chapter on the prophecy. You never read Isaiah chapter. Luke 22, before Jesus is arrested, great drops of blood. Although rare, it is recognized as a potent process caused by high amounts of stress. Jesus endured whipping by the whip called cat of nine tails. This cat of nine tails, this whip that was used to flog him, had tiny iron balls, sharp bones, and pieces of broken glass. The balls caused internal injuries, while the sharp bones and glass stripped open his flesh. And his bowels were exposed, causing he was beaten about the face so ripped that his face was torn and his beard was ripped. His beard was ripped and then they open-handed and slapped him. How many of you have been that open-hand slap before? I'm talking about like this, very hard. What has it done? I can tell you from experience, my ears talking out loud. I can actually tell you people have been knocked out with an open. Now, imagine pulling beard or having sunburn. How many of you have sunburn? How many have ever seen that somebody have a hat and get sunburn? They pull Jesus' beard. You pull that beard, there's a raw spot there. You talk about to the crown of thorns. Our garden. The thorns are about this long. And then you should place it lightly upon the skin. After the flogging, that's not something like that. And it's still digging. He was in so much pain he brought. He came across the man.
Basically.
See that wall? And nice and still. He agonizes. Been there. They laid cross man. This was there.
Remember, these were agony. They nailed his wrist. They nailed his feet. They put him up. Raised him up like this and set him in that hole. When they set him in that hole, there was a jarring people of immense proportions that all of his inside. And I don't know about y'all, but I've experienced inside any kind of something or anything. He's enduring so much pain right now. They do this and they set him down like that, knowing because he feels that jolt in his feet, in his hands. But his back that was ripped open against that cross where the splinter's now going into his back. Say, save thyself, you're the one, if you're the king of the Jews, come out from that cross. Those are sheep. Amen. Jerry Thomas, gotta push himself up. Get that breath. Every breath that he takes, he has to push himself up. As with each time he pushes up, more of that rough timber is rubbing against the wounds that are open. Remember, you can see his bowels, you can see his belly, you can see the whole backside of him. This reality, my God, my God, my God, my God, my God, my God, ever when I was a child when you were a child, I died my godfather. They came to be sure they were dead on the soldiers. Broken things on each side of Jesus. The Roman soldier came and saw that. Not just a plane. This type of limit shock, the rapid heart rate caused fluid to gather in the center around the heart and lungs. The gathering of the fluid in the membrane around the heart is called pericardial perfusion. Others. Leave the birds quick sleep. Jesus ordered. He orders his own heart. He orders his blood. To the English. From the same Greek phrase that we often.
untainted blood. He was willingly given blood to John. It was all sufficient blood that he offered once. It was necessary. It was precious blood in 1 Peter chapter 1:19. It was heaven opening blood in Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19-20. It was reassuring blood in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 22. It was life giving blood in John chapter 6, verse 53-54. It was redeeming blood in Acts 20, verse 28, Ephesians 27, Revelation 5:9. It was unifying blood in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 13. It was reconciling blood in Colossians chapter 1, verse 20. It was cleansing and purifying blood, 1 John 1:7, Revelation 1:5, Revelation 7:14. It was overcoming blood, Revelation 12, verse 11. It was protecting blood, 1 Corinthians 5:7. It was sanctifying blood, Hebrews chapter 13, verse 12. It was ratifying blood, Hebrews chapter 9, verses 18 through 21. It will be condemning blood in Revelation 20, verse 15. It will be avenging blood in Hebrews chapter 10. I told y'all this evening what he did for you. Each and every one of us that's in this room and out there in the world. I told you. Tonight, what will you do? What will you do? It's a personal question. What will you do with Jesus? Each and every one of us. If you're saved, what are you going to do for him? If you're not saved, what are you going to do with Jesus? Not only do we see that's a personal question, that's a present question. Present question. What are you going to do tonight with Jesus? It's a present question. What are you going to do right now for Jesus? Not only is it a personal question, not only is it a present question, is it? What are you going to do? Read the Hebrews 1:17. I don't know if we've ever sung this year, have this memorized. Look at these words as we see. 1:17.
When I survey the wondrous cross on which the of glory I riches gain I cannot cross and poor content from all my pride for bearded Lord that I to oppose, saving the death of Christ my my sacrifice then to his blood.
Let's read verse 3. From his head, his hands, his feet, sorrow and love will mingle down. Did there such love, sorrow? For the whole realm of nature mine, that were a vessel far too small, love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my life.
Crown of Seekers. There are other so-called God doctors. Look at it, doctors. Huh? Oh. God.